This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Wes Wyatt, and today I have got something very important for you on the Market You First podcast. So right off the top, I want to talk about some title options that I come up with, kind of working through the idea of this particular podcast. One was home business tax secrets and maximizing your deductions. Another one was hidden tax benefits that every home business owner should know. Another one was start a home business smart tax strategies for side hustlers. So, you know, the idea should be coming through just with those titles alone. But, you know, it's very, very interesting because running a legitimate home-based business can potentially save you thousands in taxes every year. You know, many folks are missing out on valuable deductions simply because they don't know that they exist. So today we're going to be diving into some game-changing information about home business tax benefits. So I want to talk to you about is kind of something interesting, and that is a home office deduction alone could save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your taxes annually. But that's just the beginning, because what's possible when you structure your home-based business correctly, you would be amazed by the different things that you can do. So just right off the bat, I want to give you a couple key takeaways. Okay, so first and foremost, space matters. You know, running your business from your home means that you might deduct a portion of your housing expenses. This is going to include things like utilities, insurance, depreciation for that specific area of the home that you use for business, vehicle benefits. You know, if you have a home-based business, your vehicle expenses for business-related travel could become a tax deduction. This is going to be things like meeting clients, attending business-related events, picking up supplies, etc. And then lastly, and certainly not least, you know, additional categories. So when you have a legitimate home business, it's going to open up numerous potential deduction categories. So everything from office supplies and equipment to professional development and marketing. So all those things are things that, you know, you can take advantage of when you have a legitimate home business. So what's a real life application? You know, think about this. Let's call this person Sarah. She starts a small consulting business from her spare bedroom. And by properly tracking her expenses and working with a tax professional, she discovers several deductions that she didn't even know existed. Okay, so the key was maintaining good records and understanding what qualified as a legitimate business expense. So, you know, do me a favor. Start by taking a simple step. Create a dedicated space in your home for business activities and then begin tracking all your business-related expenses. Now, this small action alone could lead to significant tax savings down the road. So, you know, if you have found any of the information today helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. It was a very, very high level of, you know, information, but one I certainly want you to, you know, kind of take a look at and dive in deeper. So if you're ready to take action, go to WesWyatt.com, check out the newsletter by just putting in your name and your email address, and I'll provide additional resources to support this and many other topics. And if you have questions, click on the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com to access the chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will reply promptly. And this is probably one of the most important parts of this. Okay. Visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast. You know, while I share information about tax benefits, I want to let you know I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax professional. You should always consult with a qualified tax and or legal professional for advice specific to your situation. So just keep that in mind and, you know, go out there and build. And most important, I want to thank you for joining me today on this episode of Market You First. And until next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.